Jack Boggan, reminding you to keep your dial tuned to Radio Azteca, your station for all that's gross but tasteful.
DXers, there's a new book on the market that you need to get a leg up on all those hotshot DXers you're always reading about. It's the Psychic Friend's Guide to World Band Radio. The PFGTWBR lists all shortwave station schedules a year in advance. And there's even a pirate section. Be the first to report new stations, Radio Quebec International and Radio Pennsylvania. Check out the future receiver section. Find out why you shouldn't buy the ICOM R73 and what embarrassed Japan Radio about the NRD 545. Psychic Friend's Guide to World Band Radio will be sold in all the finest Shell stations and Southern Dollar stores. If you'd like us to reserve a copy for you, send a check or money order for $39.95. Do not send cash. You know the address. Great moments in Aztec history. On July 73rd, 942 A.D., it was a Tuesday, Emiliano Oaxaca was poking around with a long pointed stick in the ground of his jalapeno chili garden. He happened to hit a round rock with a hole in it large enough for the stick. Emiliano shook the stick with mucho gusto, but the rock would not come off. Nearby was a large hollow redwood log. Emiliano lived in the northern part of Aztec land. Emiliano beat the stick repeatedly against the log to dislodge the rock, but it would not budge. Other peasants in the village came running toward the sound, fearing that it meant another attack by the dreaded mariachis. When they saw that it was only crazy Emiliano beating his stick in public again, they threw grits on him and returned to their hovels. Emiliano gave one more mighty heave. The rock came off the stick, and the stick flew out of his hands. The stick hurtled through the air, flew into the chief's hut, and impaled him, and the rock killed the chief's favorite dog. After that, Emiliano was known throughout the land as the Stone Impaler, and went on to write vivid stories about gross but tasteful things, and made a bundle on lucrative movie contracts and speaking engagements. This one down on your calendars, be sure to tune in to the Pee Wee Herman Palm Sunday Special. Features here at Radio Azteca, so for your DXing pleasure, we now bring you the DX Merry-Go-Round Polyline Media Wave Signals number 152,317. Here we bring you all the latest bizarre news and hot tips from the vast DX community. The U.S. Department of Figuring Out Why Things Are has finally issued its long-awaited report on DXing. After 4,000 pages of obfuscation, sunrise, sunset charts, and old Radio Moscow schedules, let me read you the conclusion on the last page. Quote, DXing has absolutely no value whatsoever, and all its practitioners are weary. Unquote. compel any of us to pay the debt, and only for a nominal charge. In a semi-related and oddly rebuttable story, the Ponds Institute at Hickey, Arkansas, has issued a report indicating that de-exing is good for the complexion. The report says that de-exing, an otherwise totally useless exercise, causes the skin to relax, resulting in fewer wrinkles. Elizabeth Arden, spokesperson for the Institute, says to look for a new ad campaign soon touting Pond's new ingredient, DX. So there you have it. All you old shriveled up video enthusiasts, grease up and go on a DX expedition. The ASWLC finally folded recently amid rumors of an IRS audit and a MasterCard fraud investigation. Stu, I'm in charge here, McKenzie, deferred all questions to his accountant, Billy Saul Escrow. The ATF inventory of club assets listed one long-reach stapler, 47 reams of yellow paper, a stolen postage meter, a pair of night vision goggles, two bull whips, and a case of Cheese Whiz. When asked what the long-reach stapler was for, Stu replied, to keep the publishing committee in line. Hey, gang, it's time again for the North American Full Contact DX Championships. Between midnight UTC January 13th and 3 a.m. ELT January the 14th, see how many DXers you can touch. 1 point will be awarded for every DXer you touch, 2 points if they're actually DXing, and 5 points if you receive an obscene gesture. Your score is on the honor system, but points will be doubled if you have photographs. Send your totals before February 1st to Radio Lipton International, the Tall Building, San Jose, Costa Rica. The highest point score this year will get an hour alone with Alice Branigan, or a trip to Winona, Minnesota, if female. Sunrise is the North Chain where WEW's main power station is located. So come on, the DXers, get in there and touch one another.
If you touch me, brother, I'll call my mother.
Here's another example of your top stars at hard work. The FCC has managed to ram through a new law making a de-expedition with more than three people an unlawful assembly. The OBSA immediately raised its DX camp fees to $300 Canadian per person in anticipation of a horde of DXers crossing the border. For more government news, the U.S. House Subcommittee on Convoluted Communications is wrestling with the tricky problem of how to deal with the interception of pointless phone calls made groomed with baby monitors. This controversy was sparked when several Long Island DXers recently sent reception reports to Senator Kennedy's office after hearing this conversation with Alice Branigan. According to an unnamed source, the conversation apparently involved no national security breaches, but that several bodily functions were discussed in some detail. Senator Kennedy was not available for comment. Well, perhaps you noticed that we went another whole segment this time without any actual DX tips. So, we'd like to see your tips. Rub them real hard and press them into some silly pulp. Put it in the freezer for a day and then send it to us. Send all your hard tips to number 17 Masonic Lodge Street, Bannock, Montana. From various media are heard off the air. We are not making you up. USA Today is always a good source for bizarre stuff. For example, after a human being in Florida said, due to a blatant violation of the First Amendment, the city is jumping a law that makes it illegal for politicians to lie. How jolly would judges like that talk in this country go well? It's that kind of wisdom that allows clumsy women to see popular restaurant chains for formal harassment. Speaking of popular restaurant chains, police in Stillwater, Oklahoma are looking for thieves who stole two Ronald McDonald's statues from a McDonald's restaurant. One of them was found at a lake down the slope, not near the park of Mass, and a note
been treated well by Herb McMaster. Credit folks like that should be in higher pressure. The EPA, in addition to its water alert, or a 4 square